This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Hughes, a.k.a. Watch the Heat. I'm here, my boy. Yes.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 salam, nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with our special guest, someone who hasn't been on the show for a while, and we're so welcome to have you back. Welcome back, April.
Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to be back yet again.
Yeah, we missed you. We did the whole Golden Bachelor without you.
I know. I completely missed it. I missed Bachelor in Paradise. I also missed the end of Charity season, which I was bummed by.
Oh, but no.
A lot was happening in life, and I needed to focus on that.
Of course, of course. We got to make sure that we also, you know, focus on our real life. That's why Jazz isn't here. Jazz is doing a lot of stuff right now for Texas and for a lot of the politics that are going on right now. So Jazz is heavily involved, and he's been having it a little rough. So he's taking some time off too. But you missed quite a adventure with the Golden Bachelor. I did not expect to like the Golden Bachelor as much as I did. It was crazy. And then like all this drama came out about him afterwards too. It was insane.
Oh my gosh, I might have to go back and watch it. I know how it ends because, of course, you know, Instagram, but
yeah.
I might just have to go back and watch it. I heard that there was a contestant named April, and apparently she was a bit extra, and I'm like, why is it always the women named April?
April was insane. April was wild. We liked her, though. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. What are your thoughts about Joey? How do you feel about him?
I still don't know. When he was initially picked, I was like, whatever. I will happily be surprised.
Yeah.
But so far I'm still like trying to figure him out.
All right. One thing I do like about him is that he's not super tall. We finally have a short king. Though I don't know if he's really a short king. When you Google him, it says he's 5'11". And I know for a fact that 5'11 is a height that does not exist. Because everyone who's 5'11 rounds up to 6 foot. There is no such thing as 5'11". So I think Joey is probably closer to 5'9". I think he's using the 2-inch rule where he's kind of rounding it up 2 inches. Because there's no way he's 5'11". You would just say 6 foot. Like, it just makes more sense marketing-wise, right? And he was also in the season with Charity with a bunch of tall people. And I remember him specifically being in a scene and going, oh my God, everyone is so tall and I am not. And I think he's just like normal height, which normal height is considered short kings these days.
It was like the mobile bars, like Joey.
Yeah.
everyone and then Doton at the end.
I know. So you know what, man? I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that there is a, it's a season for short kings. But outside of that, there's nothing really special about him. I'm sorry. I don't know what else is special about him.
But hopefully we will find out along the way.
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, he's got these nice eyes that the girls like. But other than that, he's you know, typical nice little white boy. You know, let's hope he's unproblematic, and we'll see where it goes.
Please, just one season where the lead is not problematic. Please, just this once.
I know. That'd be really nice. But the women this season are quite beautiful, and there is a assortment of women. I don't know why it's an assortment. I was trying to think of a better word, and I'm just like, it's like a pack of Skittles.
All different flavors.
All different flavors, man. Joey's here to taste the rainbow. Oh man, but I like it. There's a lot of diversity this season, and I'm really excited. There is a decent amount of Asian women in this season, and keep our fingers crossed, we may get an Asian bachelorette.
Come on,
like, bro, which like makes sense, man. It's time we have one. I think that'll be really, really cool. That's harsh shit. It says, I love the background. Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate you checking out the background. Very cool. So we have comments now on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok Live. We're streaming in all three places at the same time, which we just started doing.
Oh,
and
goodness.
It's cool. Yeah, TikTok gave me a little bump up, and they're like, hey, you want to be able to do this? And then Instagram also was like, hey, you got a lot of followers. Why don't you do this? And I was like, awesome. So we are going to be going over The Bachelor, and the episode started yesterday, so you know where our views might change. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I'm here, so it'll completely drop. But
yeah, I mean, listen, I meant the views might change as an idea of what we view Joey as, right? Like right now, we're super happy we got this guy, and there's a lot of women of color. Let's just hope they get treated properly. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Joe doesn't have a good track record of it. We know this. So let's see where it goes. I have a favorite. Do you have one?
I have a couple.
Okay.
I do like Daisy. She's the one with the cochlear implants. Yes.
America's sweetheart.
And yes, who grew up on a Christmas tree farm. And the joke has been that she's from a Hallmark movie.
She is a Hallmark movie. Oh my god, you're right. Oh my god, the girl who works at a Christmas tree farm and has a cochlear transplant, and then this hunky guy comes from Philadelphia, the big city, and he's like, you know, I want to retire and teach people tennis, and you know, I can see this being a Hallmark movie, a former tennis player going to I can see this happening. It is a Hallmark movie. You're right.
the Joey journey, yeah. Hallmark movie.
Oh,
coming
cool.
This Christmas.
Someone's like, I recently just started following you. Thank you so much, man. I do more than TV content. We also do reality TV shows. We also do Marvel, Star Wars. So we recap all of the top shows that are out right now. Right now, today, we are recapping The Bachelor. And yeah, feel free to join us, man. And if you have any comments, feel free to share them on the screen and we will read them out loud. And if you are on YouTube, you can just type in your comments and they will show up automatically on the screen. All right. So let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it. So the episode starts off with some Billie Eilish music. And Joey crying by himself. Does Joey get left at the altar? Does he get stood up at the altar? We don't know. Oh my god, I love the fact that they started this season with like what happens, and now is going to build towards that. Like they did it before with Clifford the Big Red Dog, aka Clayton. Like they did it with him. I believe they also did it with the other guy who jumped the wall. I think his name was also
Colton.
Colton.
I nearly said Clayton.
I know.
That's not right.
Big white football player. They're both the same. But yes, I like this. I like this strategy. It's like, hey, you know what? The ending might get spoiled. So why don't we spoil it for you and then work our way backwards? And mm-hmm. I like this. I like this thought process because now I'm like, oh, shit. Who's going to break this dude's heart? And I'm really excited about it. I mean, right. This sounds really weird to say I'm excited to see this guy's
heart get broken. I'm so excited for his demise.
yes, yes. Let's talk about that, man. That is going to be really, really interesting.
Whoever did that deserves a raise.
I know. True. Also, it's like in the middle of a beach. It's hot. He's sweating through that suit. He's not having a good day. He's not having a good day at all.
I apologize for the water bottle. My cat is scratching the carpet that doesn't belong to me.
That's so funny. All right.
I love my cat very much. I just want to make that clear.
So we see these limo entrances start up. And they also did a little bit of like Joey's package. They always do the package thing where you're like, oh, yeah, just in case you forgot who this guy is, this is why you're supposed to like him. His family's nice. They didn't really show his full family last time because apparently he has a gay dad. And like they totally cut them out of like the ending of like the finale last time. So I'm wondering if the gay dads will be brought in this season.
I truly hope so, because I remember that where his uncle came in.
Yeah, his uncle came in and started cock blocking him. That was so weird.
I'm like, rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
Oh my God. That was crazy. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. There was a lot of interesting girls on this season, but like limo entrance. So everybody knows. The limo entrance is where you get your 15 seconds of fame. There were a few that were interesting. Which limo entrance stood out to you?
The chemistry one.
Ah, I like the chemistry one. But who did that one? That was interesting. I like that one. Was that the girl that no one liked? The one who got the first kiss and then tried to talk to him a second time?
I honestly don't remember.
I don't know. I think we did have our first problematic scene in the limo entrance.
Okay.
And I think like this might be a little much, but and I don't blame the girl for this because I know this was not her idea. I know I know with all of the bones in my body that this was a lame, head empty producer idea. Mm-hmm. So this girl, who's from New Orleans, brought in a voodoo doll, right? And I'm like, yes, okay. To the person who's not like culturally aware, it's like, oh, New Orleans voodoo. But people don't know voodoo is part of a real religion. And it was basically a negative stereotype depicted in old Hollywood movies to make the religion of black people look bad. And that was why they did that. And I'm just like, oh, that's a little culturally insensitive, a voodoo doll.
So now that you mentioned that, didn't they do that in the Princess and the Frog movie?
Yeah. So the Princess and the Frog movie did that too a little bit. Yeah. And it was, but like they, I don't know if they did a voodoo doll, but they had a priest who would turn people into animals, and then there was magic. I don't remember if there was a voodoo doll per se.
I remember there being like the singing tiki heads in the background during the villain song. So I was like, is that also aligned with what you're talking about?
It probably is. I mean, listen, I love Aladdin, but also very culturally insensitive. Like, there's a lot of problems with that movie. Do we love it? Yes. It's Princess and the Frog. Do we love it? Yes. But there's probably some issues with that also, right?
Room for improvement.
Yeah. And like, I'm not an expert on it. I could be wrong. So like, if I'm wrong, that's fine. It did seem like, okay, who's going to be the first person to do something culturally insensitive? And it was a white lady from New Orleans. And I was like, somebody should have warned you. And like, honestly, I don't think it was her idea. I really don't. I think some producers like Googled what is New Orleans known for, and then voodoo popped up and they gave her a voodoo doll. I believe that's what happened. So I'm not going to hate on this lady. I am going to hate on the producers because they do shitty things like this all the time.
Oh. We will always side-eye the producers.
I know. We're always side-eyeing the producers. So, yeah. All right. Cool. So, we got that. One girl was like, yes, this is my year. Another one I really liked was she was like, your name is Joey. My name is Chandler. And I'll be there for you. And I thought that was so cute.
And it went right over his head. I was like, sir.
Oh my God, that was so good. I was like, ugh. And then like Matthew Perry just passed away too. So it was kind of like fresh. And everyone was like, that was a solid line. I really, really liked that one. I was like, kudos to you. That a Friends reference. All right. I dig it. I dig it very much. But the next girls that really caught my eye, she was very pretty and she told him that she has a lot of family. But what she didn't tell him was the next person who was coming in was her sister. Now, how do you feel about the sisters who decided to keep it a secret that they are sisters?
Can you see, even with my eyes closed, can you see my eyes rolling towards the back of my head?
That is, some of that was cringe. She was like, if you kiss him, I need to know right away so that I can kiss him next. And I was like,
no, you don't.
Gross. That is so gross.
No, you don't.
And they said they have dated the same guy at one point, and there was some overlap. That is gross.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I just want to be a fly on the wall during their therapy sessions because I need to know more.
I need to know who this guy is who dated both these girls and there was some overlap. That's insane. That's insane.
No words. I can't wait to see more, but oh, what a train wreck we have on our hands.
That is some Jerry Springer shit, man. That is insane. Like, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that. Oh man. All right. So we got them. Let's see. Who else did we have? The sisters. Oh, there was the girl who had the card. The card. And people were talking about her and she didn't show up yet, but everybody knew about the card and people were talking about her. But did you forget all about the card? Yeah, Leia.
Yeah, I completely forgot about the card, but once they played it back, I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I was like curious. I was like, curious what the card was going to be. So we'll talk about that later, but I thought that was really interesting. Caitlin was the girl, the radio chemist who came with the chemistry set. That's the one you like. Her name is Catherine.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Or Caitlin. I don't know. Yeah, that was really, really cool. One girl named Jen came in bumper cars or a go-kart. I thought that was really cool.
It screamed Mario Kart to me. Yes.
I wish he had some like banana peels and some mushrooms or some turtle shells. That was really cool. And she was like, I had to race over here. And I was like, ah, that's cute. I like the puns. I'm into the puns.
Yes.
Those are really, really good. What do you think about the girl that came in on a boat?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even remember what she said. I was like, there's a boat.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was very interesting. And then there was one girl, I think her name was Joan something, and she brought in some Cheese Whiz. And I was like, I've never seen anyone bring in Cheese Whiz to a limo entrance.
That makes me think of a Goofy movie.
Oh, yeah, the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
It's like the gross cheese.
Oh, man. That was fun. There was a few food things here. There was the woman who brought in dough. And she goes, I'm the one you need. I was digging that. I like that one. That one was really, really funny. I like a good prank. there was one woman who brought out like a hammock, and then as like you pull it apart, you found out it was a giant bra.
I loved this one too. I'm here to support you. I'm like, wow.
That was really, really funny. The support. Oh my God. I didn't know that was a bra. And then I was like, why is she bringing a hammock? And it turns out it's a bra. Where do you even get a bra that huge? It was the size of a hammock.
Amazon.
You get that on Amazon?
I don't know.
Oh, man. That was really funny. This one woman just did a weird scream, and everyone was like, that was weird. This one's a little interesting because he's a guy. You get away with it. But I thought it was pretty... I don't know how I felt about this, but there was a woman who had a plate. She opens a plate and there's cut up bananas of different sizes. And she asked him which one best describes you or something like that. And poor Joey picked a pretty small one, surprisingly. I don't know if he got the joke or what, but he picked a not so large banana.
There's so many factors here. So first, madam, Yosef's daughter could be watching at home. How dare you? Second of all, Joey. I think Joey is too honest for his own good.
I was like, yo, yeah. That really? I was like, yo, this guy didn't understand the question. He didn't understand the assignment. Why he picked such a small banana.
Who knows? Short kings, we're here for it. No dick shaming on this podcast. That's all beautiful and amazing.
I just don't know what was going through the producer's mind when we thought of this.
As long as we don't have a season like last year where it was not fantasy suite, it was sex week.
I can't believe he was calling it sex week. That's so weird. Like a shark week. Yeah, but the shark is your penis. What the heck? Oh my God. This one girl who is my favorite brought a bunch of tennis balls out, and she opened the limo and hundreds of tennis balls came out, and she was Medina, and she may be our first Bangladeshi Bachelor contestant.
That is very exciting indeed.
That was really cool. I know we had an Indian girl once, a few times. We had Kirpa. I think there's another one named Anshul. But I don't think we've had a Bangladeshi, which is really exciting and very, very cool. Her name is Medina Alam. Okay. She may also be the first Muslim. I don't know. Alam is a Muslim name. And so is Medina. It's a city in Mecca. But she haven't said anything on her timeline or, you know, any articles that I've read that said that. But that would be cool. That would be really cool. And she has the most amazing abs. She's a bodybuilder. She is literally a bodybuilder, and she has the sickest abs. Like, they're insane. Who else do we have? Let's see. Oh, one girl came out in an umpire chair. That was really cool. That was interesting. So a lot of people, one girl was just doing weird grunts in the car. And she was like, I was practicing my tennis grunts. And I was like, that was a girl. I don't know.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, yeah. That was that was wild. All right. So then we finally meet the girl who works at a Christmas tree. We got to meet Daisy, and she was really, really cool. And they did a lot for her. So that was really, really cool. And then finally, Leia shows up, who had the card. And he was like, he remembered her. He was like, oh, I remember you. So that was very, very interesting. So Leia does this whole thing where she like talks to him, and she's like, I got this card. I opened it without you. And I was like, I was wondering, like, oh, why didn't they open it together? It would have been more dramatic. I was like, it's a little anticlimactic that she didn't open it. But she was like, it says I can steal a date. And she starts flipping out about it. She starts getting like really a lot of anxiety. She gets really like emotional about it. And I'm like, girl, it's not that serious. You don't have to use it. Right. And I love the fact that, like, you know, she showed it to Joey and she was like, hey, listen, I don't want to steal a date. I want you to want to go on a date with me. Right. Mm-hmm. So she told them that she wouldn't use it. And then she goes to the girls, tell the girls what they are, and then throws it in the damn fire. Like, super dramatic. I'm like, okay. I thought the fire thing was cool. I love that. I think the crying was a little over the top. Like, you knew you were going to do this, but, like, you didn't need to cry that much. Like, a little bit was okay. But it almost, you were teetering on the point of a little unhinged. I was like, all right, come on. You're not going to use it, so just throw it away. It's fine. Though, a lot of the girls, I wouldn't be surprised if they, like, jumped into the fire trying to get it.
No! Please.
I know. Oh, my God. They would come out with the T-1000, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Like,
I know one girl for sure who would have done that. But
yeah, that was really, really interesting. I thought that was funny. But she's not going to use it. Honestly, the only reason I could see somebody using that on a date would be the pretty woman date, which, like, honestly, yes, that would be the time to use it.
Yes.
Right? That would be the time to use it. But I don't think you know if it's going to be a pretty woman date until it is.
Yeah. And the pattern with the pretty woman date is that it's, at least majority of the time, it has been the ring winner.
I think so. I think it's either the... So here's what I heard about the pretty woman date. Mm-hmm. The pretty woman date is usually not up to the guy or the show. It's actually up to the sponsor who's sponsoring the pretty woman date. Oh. So they want someone who's going to look the best in their stuff. Oh. So, like, I think, what was her name? Hannah Suss. She did not win that season, but she got the pretty woman date because they wanted her to be the ambassador for, like, Revlon or whatever company it was. Revon or something like that. I forgot what company it was. It was brand. So that's the thing. Like, you know, she was the one, she didn't get picked. Peter picked Madison over Hannah. Hannah was the bring her home to us,
Peter.
So she didn't win, but she got the pretty woman day. And that's why I think, and I've heard this from other people, the pretty woman day is usually picked by the sponsor. They pick who they want to have that date. So that way it references the brand.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, hi, Miss Brown Sugar.
Hey.
So essentially, Peter did pick Hannah Ann as the ring winner, but then dumped her, went to Madison for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dumped her, and then went for she wasn't even in Final Four. Kelly, the lawyer, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Kelly, the lawyer.
Oh, well, Peter was so messy.
Yeah. Susie also got the pretty woman date, and she kind of dumped Clayton.
Yes.
Right? So, like, I think it's half and half when it comes to the pretty woman date. Like, half the time it's the winner, half the time it's not. It just so happens that the winner that the guy wants, it's usually just as good as somebody that the brand would want, right? Because they're usually in, like, the final four or final five.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Ms. Brown Sugar also says, technically Hannah Ann did win, but after Maddie self-evicted. Yes, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, Maddie.
I know. But yeah, I think that card would not be used on a pretty woman date because the brand would probably be, like, vetoing it. They're like, no, we don't want this person. We want that person. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think, like, when it comes to shows like The Bachelor, like, the sponsors rule. They're the ones paying for it. They're footing the bill. Mm-hmm. So I think that makes sense. Also, I don't think you find out that it's a pretty woman date until after she comes back from the date.
That's right.
Right? Because that's when the girls start crying and they're so upset. And that one girl was like, I wanted teacups. I love teacups.
I want to be Cinderella.
I know. Oh yeah, that one girl wanted to be Cinderella. I remember that. Oh my god, that's so funny. So yeah, I feel like that card is completely useless, and she did the right move by throwing it into the fire. I think she got some like brownie points from the girls, and then also like Joey was like, okay, you know what? This is somebody who's like really wants me to pick them for them and not wants to be on the show, because if you use the date to just get more airtime, then it makes it look like the airtime is more important than the actual person, which led Joey to pick her for the first impression rose. Mm-hmm. Well played, Leah. Mm-hmm. Well played. Love it. Could do a little less with the crying, but still, well played. Well played.
But to be fair, though, I think part of the reason why she decided to burn it was because if she used it, so many of the girls would have turned on her, which
I know.
Made the experience so much more miserable than it already is, probably.
But if you gave it to a villain, the villain wouldn't care if the people.
Oh, no.
There's always a villain who's like, there's always a villain. Sorry, somebody said they found me attractive, and I've never gotten a comment like that before. I was like, what the fuck? That is weird. No one's ever said that.
I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah, I was like, that's never happened before. I've never seen that comment before. But yes, this person is from Uzbekistan. That's awesome. Yo, I love Uzbekistani food. I actually have gone on a date with a girl from Uzbekistan. Her name was Sana. She was awesome. She was really, really cool. Yes. So as I was saying about this show, it was if there was a villain who had this card, they would totally play it. And it would be a lot of drama. It would be a lot of drama.
So much drama.
I know. That's interesting. I wonder where they got this idea from this card. Like, it had to be from like another show.
Oh, probably, since they stole something from Love Island or something like that.
Yeah. That's so cool. All right. So we got that. Steal the card. She throws it in the fire, and then she gets the first impression rose. And then the other person, I think that's actually what happens. And then they go into the rose ceremony. But there's one girl, I think her name was Evelyn. She was freaking out because she didn't get to talk to him. And I think that's one of the issues, because like they said to Joey that this season had more girls than any other season. So there were so many girls on this show that a lot of them didn't get time. And that's why Evelyn was freaking out. And I was like, at first I was like, girl, why are you freaking out? If you wanted to talk to him, go talk to him. But then when I was thinking back, I was like, no, she's right. They saturated the place with so many girls that like it made sense that she didn't get a chance to talk to her. And that really isn't fair. Like, they only have a certain amount of hours to film, and they don't have Joey talking to everybody because they have to interview people in between. Like, it takes like almost 12 hours to film this whole thing. That's why it starts off at night, and then you see the women leaving and it's like daytime. So, well,
and especially when they're trying to cultivate villains out of this huge group of women, like how Jess, what kept stealing him multiple times throughout the night, when it's like, it's not necessary, but producers are probably egging her on for the drama. And then poor Evelyn over here is just like, I didn't get any time with him at all. And the producer's like, oh yeah, tell us more about that. And just egging her on, probably. Plus the lack of sleep doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. Ms. Brown Sugar, like, and Joey's not pushy enough to demand enough time to speak with every person. Some leads have required that for one night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great point. Joey is kind of like, I'm just happy to be here. Like, just tell me what to do. I'll do it.
I'll just pick king. A certain size banana. That's how I am. That's how I know. I'm a short king.
Oh, my God. That banana thing, man. That was crazy. All right. So they start handing out the rose, and the first rose goes to Allison, who is one of the sisters, and the last one goes to Lauren, who's the other sister. They made them wait the whole episode to like get from one girl to the other. I thought that was pretty funny, and she was so mad.
And notice how the younger one was picked first, and the older one was just like, oh, I cannot believe.
I'm I know. The shorter one is I think he's going to like the shorter, not the shorter one, the younger one. I think he's going to like the younger one more. He's already like vibing towards her, which might send the older one into a spiral.
I can see it already. Again, I just want to be a fly on the that therapy wall.
Yeah. Oh my God. Someone's asking, are we going to be doing Miss Madam Web? Yeah, we are going to be doing the Madam Web when that movie comes out. We don't expect it to be very good. So tune into the podcast because we will be talking about it. All right. So they give the rose to her. Lauren was the last one. One girl was crying and she was like, I just don't want to be a meme, which is how you become a meme.
You did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself. Exactly. Exactly. And then let's see. So they show this preview. And this might be a little bit of Frankenbiss where they're like piecing stuff together. But he says Rachel at the in one of the scenes. Who is Rachel? I don't even remember a Rachel, but she is one of the girls that's going to go to the end because she is one of the last girls.
I don't remember, honestly. There were so many girls.
Yeah.
And he can't be talking about the former bachelorette, right?
No. Right. It's got to be a girl named Rachel. I don't even remember a girl named Rachel on this season.
All right.
But she goes really far.
Bachelor season 28. Contestants.
Yeah.
Who is Rachel? We must know. See, cast for women, yes, please. Joey, Rachel. Thank goodness it's in alpha order. ICU nurse from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, wow. That was her? I didn't even know she... Okay. So Rachel, Bachelor, damn, there's a lot of Rachels. Rachel Recchia, Rachel Lindsay. what's her last name?
Oh, it didn't say.
Okay, Rachel, I'm going to say Feven 28. Let's see if we can pull her up. Oh, yeah, she's a girl from Hawaii who gave him the lay.
Oh, that was another entrance where I was like, was that really her or was that producers?
Yeah. She is really pretty, but like,
she's beautiful.
I didn't see her get a lot of screen time, so I don't know.
Well, remember, Dalton didn't get a lot of screen time last season either, so she could be a surprise, you know, dark horse for lack of a better term.
Yeah, you're right. They've done that a few times. Mm-hmm. They just have somebody just like get, you know, under the radar, and at the end you're like, whoa, this person comes out of nowhere and takes it. I believe it. Oh man. But it looks like some of these girls are going to break his heart, man. His little Joey heart.
He just wants to be chosen. That's it.
Yeah.
He's crying on the beach. Who cries on the beach? I want to go to the beach.
That's true. I don't know. This is going, I feel like, here's the thing. This is going to sound bad. This is going to sound really bad. But like when they put a good looking white man through it, I don't mind it as much. I don't mind it as much. Put him through the ringer. Put him through the emotional pain. The rest of us, we feel it in the real world all the time. We're always in pain. This guy has everything handed to him. He's good looking, an athlete. He works in Hawaii.
He's a short king.
Middle Eastern. His only handicap is that he's 5'11". He's like 1 inch from like the bar, if that's his real height. We don't even know. I don't mind seeing him go through a little trauma. let's see him get pulled through the ringer.
I don't know if you remember this, Neves, but I'm 6 foot, so like,
yeah,
it's like, this is so funny to me.
I remember you saying that. Oh my God, that's crazy, man. I'm really excited to see what happens. I want to see what kind of dates are going to happen. It looks like there is going to be a lot of drama. So I am excited for the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm optimistic, but cautiously optimistic that some of these women, especially these Asian women, are going to get far, and we might get our first Asian bachelorette. That's the goal. That's the goal for me. Medina, beautiful girl with six pack ab, mental health therapist, from Bangladesh. Like, let's go. Let's go, man. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Medina for bachelorette? Like, a brown girl with a Muslim name. Like, bro, middle America would have a heart attack if she was a bachelorette. And I want to give it to them. Let's go. Let's go. And you can't even deny it. She's gorgeous. She has, like, these abs. She's smart. Like, bro, like, you couldn't even deny it. Hopefully she goes far. If not, my number will be available in the DMs.
Slide into her DMs, boy.
I don't
you
even
be that me. Short king.
I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Come on, be the short king. We all know you are.
I can't. I am not dating anybody at the moment. I am figuring my old shit out. So, but. Mm-hmm. I may slide into her DMs and ask her to be on the show, because we have collected at two brown people from Bachelor Nation so far. We got Pradeep and we got Kirpa. So if we get Medina, we'll have the hat trick.
We've collected two brown people like they're Pokemon. Like,
we gotta catch them all.
We gotta catch them all.
That's the goal. That's the goal for us on our podcast. Oh, man. That's so funny. with that being said, that's the end of our episode. Any last thoughts about this season, April?
Who do you think is going to be the villains? I say plural.
I think the sisters might cause some drama, because they'll team up together against somebody. Like, mm-hmm. I could see them teaming up against somebody. There was one girl, she had dark hair, she was light skin, very skinny. She was one of the people who got the rose, and she was like, she went to hug him and she was like, oh wait, no, I gotta wait for you to ask first.
Mm-hmm.
I think Maria, yeah, she's gonna be a problem, a good problem.
Yes, a wonderful, good for TV problem.
Yeah. So we'll see, man. We'll see. I'm excited. And we'll have Jazz back, because I really want to see Jazz's reaction to a lot of stuff. The Jazz doesn't watch the show. And I want to know what he's thinking about it. Like, what does he think about the sister? What does he think about Medina? I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But you know what, man? We are rooting for a lot of people on this show, so we'll see where it goes. We're rooting for love also. So Joey, make us proud. Make it happen.
We're here for Joey's journey.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Remember to like, share, comment, subscribe. We are going to be doing Bachelor every Tuesday until this show is over. And until next time, guys, Salam, nerds.